Open Windows, August the 28th. Testimony of the Christ. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. John 5, 39 and 40. The value of everything is in livingness. The value of the scripture is not that we know our Bibles and can handle our Bibles and can give addresses, wonderful addresses from our Bibles, and that we can quote scripture fully and accurately and all that sort of thing. It is not that we bear the name of associates of Christ, Christians. Not that we have a great inheritance and tradition. It is the livingness of it all which is proving itself in all ways, that this risen life of Christ should prove itself. That is a strong thing to say. It is a searching thing to say. You have the Christian tradition and a great deal of Christian teaching. Perhaps you know your Bible very well, or think you do. Perhaps you may have advantages in your associations. But the question arises, not do you know it all? Have you got it all? All the teaching, the truth, the Bible knowledge, the association, and all that you are at all the meetings, and you have heard it for years and years past, and your association with it has been very close. That is not it. You can have all that, and yet you yourself not be marked by this vital something, that you become a vital factor in the whole thing. You are still a passenger, perhaps a parasite, not really in the good of it yourself. Let's be frank about it. We must face this as a personal matter. The answer is in the resurrection. Resurrection is not to be only something that happened with Jesus, but it is something that has happened in us and takes place inside of us. There is a counterpart of that by his risen life imparted, that we have been raised together with him, and that it is not just doctrine either, but something real, something that is real, that is vital truth, and something about to happen in us as well as in Jerusalem so many years ago. It is not just history and tradition, it is experience. We have not only to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, but we have got to be alive ourselves with him in that resurrection and on that ground.